Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
And away we go with hour number two. Glad you're here. And again, if you just tuned in today, yes, I've got both Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samara Umat. Just real quickly, again, we're real proud of Dr. Umat, her new show this afternoon called Beautiful You, sponsored by Battle Medica. It starts today right here on KTTH at 1 o'clock, from 1 to 2 o'clock. Beautiful You.
Super excited, but as always, super nervous.
Oh, knock it off. You just do such a great job. It'll be fun. It will be fun. So that's today at 1 o'clock. Basically, in today's program, you've got sort of a little bit of a focus on hair restoration. Uh-huh. Talk about other things, too. But at the very last minute, I was able to get Carly Klein, who is a national expert, a national educator on hair loss. And so if that's of particular interest, I think maybe almost a third of the show, maybe almost half of the show will probably be on that topic. But Battle Medica does so many incredible things, you're just going to want to tune in again today at 1 o'clock, featuring this young lady right here, Dr. Samara Umat.
And I want to chime in on one thing about the hair loss. Mm-hmm. We think of hair loss in men.
Yes.
50% of women by menopause have significant hair thinning.
Wow. Yeah.
And the women notice it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a guy can shave his head and do a buzz cut. Unless you're a rock star heavy into drugs, most women don't want to shave their head.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a lady and you are noticing that things are getting thin and your part is now showing your scalp,
mm-hmm,
you ought to come in and see Samara.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, but Jerry, you're so right. By the time women notice it, they've actually lost quite a lot of hair already.
Yeah. Well, and the loss is gradual.
It
usually starts in their early 40s, but at that point, they don't notice it.
Yeah.
But by around 50, half of the women in the country have enough hair loss that they can notice it.
Right. And unlike men, where, you know, we recognize the male pattern of hair loss, here in women, the loss is diffuse.
Yeah.
It's occurring from all over, and so they may not, you know, they change their part or they do other things to cover up, but it's progressive, yes. And now we can actually slow that down.
Nobody.
Or even reverse it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody gets emotionally, oh, that is so sad, when they see a man thinning or going bald. But honestly, when I see a woman, like at the store or anywhere, if I see a woman who has obvious thinning, my heart, I mean, I kind of go, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I know that bothers them.
Yeah. But the issue is, it is addressable.
It is addressable.
And that is what Dr. Umat is offering these ladies.
Yeah. And it's reversible. And we're seeing good results. We're very excited about the results we're seeing.
In fact, very definitely. In fact, I think over the weeks to come, we're going to be having some of those testimonials, you might say, on your show, right?
Definitely will.
Again, the name of the new show, Beautiful You. I love that name, by the way. And featuring, I came up with it. But
that's why he loves it.
That's right. I gave out about five or six different options, and several people thought that was it. So there we go. With Dr. Samara Umat. So it's your very first show that's just you. It's just you. It's great. Well, you have to put up with me. I'll kind of host it and deal with the buttons and stuff here. All right. Hey, all of the lines are open right now. If you have a question for Dr. Mitchin or Dr. Umat, you call us at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. You call right now, boom, we'll get you on with your question. Oh, I do want to just point one other thing out. If you want more information about Bella Medica and Beautiful You, I think we've got a little feature thing there. Soon we'll be up on the website. The website is bellamedica.com.
Mm-hmm.
Bellamedica.com. And the thing I wanted to point out is you can make your appointment. It's the free consultations. If you're interested in hair restoration, you can make your own appointment right online at bellamedica.com. For all the other services, the facials, the PRP injections, the hair removal, things like that, you just simply call 866-86-YOUNG, 866-86-YOUNG. But the one thing I wanted to mention, and this is just continues to blow me away, yes, people are happy. Over 95% of the time, we are finding good results with the hair restoration.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about hair transplanting.
No.
I mean, this the hair transplanting, I suppose it has its place if you want to spend $25, $27, $28,000
each treatment.
Each treatment. we had someone in, I think they'd have
four treatments
at $26,000 or something like that. But
not to interrupt you, but he came because he's still experiencing ongoing hair loss.
That's right. Yes. And so that's where we can help. We can stop that decline, help it grow in. It's something that is being done. It's a series of four different modalities that are all being done, and it's not being done anywhere else. We keep looking, but Jerry, have you found anybody else that are doing what we're doing?
There are a lot of places doing pieces and parts.
That's right.
And but the global program that that we put together, I think, is pretty unique. And, you know, when you say 95%, I always cringe a little bit because it's a matter of, too, of age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 75-year-olds and 80-year-olds don't get the response that 40 and 50-year-olds get.
That's right.
But they still can get a result, but younger you are, the better.
The younger you are, the more follicles are still surviving.
Right.
The follicles stop growing new hair long before they die. And as long as those follicles are still alive, what we're doing can wake them up and make them get active again.
Yes.
Once they're dead, we don't do resurrections.
That's right.
We do rejuvenations. Yeah. There's a difference.
Yeah. No, thanks for pointing that out, Jerry. And I guess the big difference for us is that we actually have a microscopic camera, and we look for those micronizing hair follicles, which means they are getting smaller. So in the robust hair follicles, we'll find the ones that are micronizing. And when we see them, we know that we can help you.
Interesting. And again, for the hair restoration, you can make your own appointment. The appointment is free, so go to bellamedica.com and make your own appointment. For all the other services, you call 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. Hey, let's go to Ron in Federal Way. Ron, welcome to the show.
Hello, Ron.
Hello, folks. Thanks for being there.
How can we help, sir?
I've been a customer here since first of the year in Tacoma, and I was unable. The reason I say I'm a customer is I'm unable to see my doctor in Tacoma because there's so many visitations and they can't allow any more people through the door. So
that's the governor.
Visitation exams, but I can't see my doctor.
Well, that's actually a little bit odd, and let me just simply address that.
Please.
We have pulled back. This is why I just announced we now only have 5 appointments in Tacoma.
No, but this isn't. He has been a patient since January.
Yes,
he's coming to see his doctor for his routine schedule, and he's saying that for some reason he can't see the doctor.
Well, this is what I just was stating, is that there was so much pressure for HAs and then we got overboard on them. We've pulled the HAs back, the free health analysis appointments back in Tacoma to eliminate the problem that Ron just mentioned.
I see.
So,
yeah, we don't want the HAs to crowd out the patients.
That's right. And so we're solving that problem. In fact, I think we have solved that problem, which is why in Tacoma, which he's talking about, there's only five HAs available.
But what I need to do is to fix his issue of not having seen his physician.
That's
so
right.
So we are now beginning the eighth month. How many times have you actually seen your physician in that period?
I think we've lost him right at the moment. Or is he still there? Is Ron still there? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Sorry. Ron, if you're still listening, I hope you are.
Ron, do this. Go to our website. Go to contact us. Send me the details of what's going on. Say, this is a message for Dr. Mixon. I am having this problem, and I will make sure that I work with the office managers, et cetera, and we will find out what your issues are, and we will fix them.
Yeah. Oh, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So, but you know, it's one of those things, if you don't know you got a problem, you can't fix the problem. In this case,
well,
this is not a problem I'm willing to accept.
Yep. He can call the office, and obviously it got word because that's why we've solved the problem. I think we've solved it in Tacoma.
Well, except that not that he's aware of.
Well,
that's why he's calling us.
We just solved it. Like I said, I got the letter from Bia yesterday, the email.
There's a difference, though. You've made an arrangement. The problem isn't solved until the patient experiences the solution.
Yes. That's right.
And so send me the email. Go to contact us. Send me the email, and I will make darn sure that you are seen appropriately. All right.
So I just got a note. That isn't even why Ron apparently called, but apparently it got under his craw, and he needed to send, and I'm glad he did. So there you go. I think we've got that solved. Ron, forgive me if you would like to call back in. We will have you call back in. In the meantime, let us we've only got a minute till we got to go to break. Let's go to the break just a hair early, and then when we come back, we will take a call from Todd in Tacoma, and then Will in Brennan, and maybe Ron will call back in. And we still have another line open right now. So if you've got a question, go ahead and get in line at 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. You know, I'm really glad Ron called in. And again, Ron, if you want to call back in, apparently you had some other question and we didn't get to it. That's okay. You can call back in. Jerry, you mentioned this. The pandemic really created some serious issues because we had to make such huge adjustments. We kept our clinics open.
But there's a limit to how many folks you can allow
in
the office at any given time. And the staff count as against your number.
Yeah,
that's right.
So, I mean, if you're allowed to see a total of 12 people and you've already got six staff, well, that's actually six people.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
so
I think Ron just got stuck in circumstances, and we apologize for that. Yeah. But I think we're working our way out of it.
And we will make it better for him.
That's right. All right. Let us go to Tacoma and talk to Todd. Todd, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, everybody. Thank you. Good Saturday morning to all of you.
Thank you, Dr. Mixon, sir.
A discussion that I don't even like to approach, but the subject is swollen breast tissue, not a very manly issue. And I have talked with my doctor, my physician here in Tacoma, and he did order a battery of blood tests and has suggested an ultrasound in the area. So I'm calling you because you've got the answers to most everything, and I'd like to know what your thoughts are.
I wish I had the answers to most everything. Let me put in a disclaimer here. I am frequently appalled at how much I don't know. Okay, gynecomastia is what you're describing. This is when men grow larger than usual breasts. And it can be caused by a lot of things. The most common hormonal imbalance is a increase in the production of prolactin. Prolactin is a, as its name implies, is pro means to encourage or for, and lactin is for lactation, for making milk. And obviously that's what breasts are for. They're not decorative, though most of us males find them quite decorative on females. The real purpose is feeding babies. If men make too much prolactin, they make too much breast tissue. I hope that a prolactin level is in one of those tests that your doctor has ordered, because that's the most common problem. People often think that it's estrogens, and estrogen does help stimulate. Well, you know, people often think it's estrogen, and estrogen does stimulate breast growth to some degree, but nothing like prolactin does. And of course,
I'm sorry, doctor. Go ahead, please.
Well, no, I was just going to say that the biggest cause for men to have high estrogen levels is obesity. There is a hormone in fat called aromatase that converts testosterone into estrogen. And so if a man, especially a man who is given extra testosterone by their doctor and they are significantly overweight, they will often convert a lot of that testosterone into estrogen. So that, again, is one of those things you look at. So,
I understand, right. Estrogen level came through at 33.0, and the range on this particular test is between 11 and 44.
Yeah.
And then I asked him to do a free testosterone, and it came through at 48.7 with a range of 30. 140.
Yeah. So your free testosterone is relatively, it's within range, but it's modest. I carry my men higher than that. The range in our lab for a free is up to 210, and I usually like my guys at 150 to 180. But, you know, that's, so we aren't pushing the upper limit, but I like them in a nice, robust, youthful range. But yeah, sounds like prolactin is the big, a probability that a prolactin production is the biggie for you. And there are tumors that can produce prolactin. And so, you know, if your prolactin is elevated, then they have to go on a search to find out why you're producing excess prolactin. The other question though, and a good reason for an ultrasound is to make sure that it's actually breast tissue, dense breast tissue. Far more common, especially in overweight men, is a deposition of fat. And these are breasts that will often look more like a woman's, but they're not filled with breast tissue, they're filled with fat. And some men, for odd reasons, that's just where they put part of their fat. And so obviously the therapy for that is quite different.
I'm a lean guy anyway, tall and lean. So that is the issue. Now, the doctor did request a ultrasound. I guess I told you that. And that's coming up in a week or two.
Good, yeah, because that's going to look to see what's there.
Prolactin?
Prolactin.
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 Lactin, okay. L-A-C-T-I-N? Okay. Now, tell me, if you would, if you have a thought on this, what can be done with this issue? I'm not very happy about it, as you can understand. And by the way, the left side seems to be growing under my arm, whereas the right does not.
Yeah. Well, a thing we always have to keep in the back of our mind, although it is rare, is that men do get breast cancers, too. You get one male breast cancer for every 800 female breast cancers. So it's not something we see very often. In 40 some years of medicine, I have seen one. Right.
Oh my.
But it is something you need to look at, you know, just as a possibility, especially if it's spreading into the axilla, under the armpit, because that would be the first place that such tumors would normally spread. So ultrasound, yeah, ultrasound, perhaps even an MRI if the ultrasound is at all suspicious, just to look and see what kind of tissues you're dealing with. You know, in a more extreme case, if they still don't have a good answer, a little biopsy, just a needle core biopsy to see what tissues we're dealing with. If all you get back is fatty tissue, that's a good news, you know.
I don't feel anything in there. I just feel a little too much fat, to put it that way.
Yeah, okay. So no lumps, that's always good. Samira, you've got a list of medications that you're concerned about common drugs. So why don't you run through that with me?
Are you taking any medications for any other reason, like blood pressure meds or anything else? Because sometimes they can cause issues. Sometimes HCG can. For weight loss, people use HCG. You're not on anything, are you?
I'm taking... blood thinner. Eloquist.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, sometimes things like alcohol, marijuana, heroin, these things can also cause gynecomastia. So just be careful that you know that, just for your information.
Since marijuana is legal in this state now, and you know, so we're seeing more people with issues.
Yeah.
No, none of that. Eloquist is the only medication I take. Yeah.
Okay, some medications like blood pressure medications, calcium channel blockers, particularly amlodipine, acid blocking. Some acid blocking medications can cause it too. So antacids can cause it.
Yeah, Pepcid can cause both male infertility and gynecomastia.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Okay. Is there any success with medication to reduce the tissue?
Well, first find the cause, like Dr. Mixon always says.
If you don't know what you're treating, the chances of treating it well are poor. So step one, let's find out what's going on. If this is just fatty tissue, actually we are looking at putting a new machine in Bella Medica that could actually shrink that fat for you. So...
Not mine.
Yeah.
There's a subject for your new program.
That's right. Yeah. Well, this is a $250,000 gizmo, but yeah, we're thinking of putting it in. And my actual thought is for people that are almost in shape and are trying to get rid of that last little bit of tummy or their little bit of love handles. And, you know, it's not for people that are significantly overweight. But for somebody like you, that if you had fatty tissue in your chest you wanted to get rid of, it should work quite nicely for that too. So.
Oh, okay. So there's no injections or magic pills as a rule. I mean, this just make an assumption that everything is okay structurally.
To reduce. Everything isn't okay. Something is causing it. Okay.
Amen.
So the question is, can we find a good cause? And if we have something like a high prolactin level, first step is lower the prolactin level. Find out where it's coming from and, you know, get your levels down where they ought to be. First diagnosis, then therapy. That's always my rule, okay?
Yep. Yeah, I've heard that rule from you for 20 years, so I do know that.
Okay.
Don't you ever get tired of listening?
Well, sometimes I do. Sometimes I hear that same old stuff. I think, hey, I know that story. But
that's right.
You're just a part of Saturday morning. You remember that?
Okay, well, thank you. We've been here 20-some years now. So,
21.
Yeah, but the thing that has amazed me through the years is the issues that come up as we get older are frighteningly consistent. Mm. You hear the same stories over and over because the same stuff is continuing to happen to people as we age. Mm. And, but not everybody has been listening for 20 years, so when we talk about it again, it's new for them.
That's right.
That's what we have to do.
You know, I have never heard this subject discussed on the program, ever.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, you know, you're right. I think this is the first time it's come up.
I don't recall. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't recall.
So,
well,
yeah.
Well, okay. We're number one, so
you're a new innovator.
Yeah.
Now, based upon you, you see, if we can just dissolve all this whole issue, then we will be a new innovator, that's for sure. Well,
all right.
Well,
thank you, Todd.
Much. And by the way, congratulations on your new program. And I trust that it will be a major success.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it.
Appreciate it. Yeah. We're excited about it. Thank you, Todd.
Todd is talking about Beautiful You with Dr. Samira Umat with its maiden voyage this afternoon at 1 o'clock right here on KTTH.
Now, when he said the name of the new show is going to be Beautiful You, did you sit there and bat your eyes? Oh, beautiful me?
No. I think you know me long enough to know I don't do that.
But you giggle. You're not an eye batter,
no,
but you are a giggler.
I do giggle. That's right.
That's
I do
right.
giggle.
Again, Beautiful You this afternoon featuring Dr. Samira Umat. It's going to be great. Can't wait. 1 o'clock today. All right, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Will. But, hey, I've got three lines open. And because we have a half hour to go before we're done here on KTTH.
We need somebody to call in.
That's right. If you call in right now, you'll get in right after Will. He has a question, obviously. So call us at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. Call right now. It won't be long. We'll have you on the air. Easy, easy, easy to do. All right. We're back. And we have got lots of reasons to get right into it. We've got, let's go to Will in Brennan. Will, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, hi. I'm asking about a product, a supplement called Indigo 3G, which is cyanide 3 glucoside. It's supposedly a partitioning agent, which preferentially turns carbs into muscle rather than fat. And the question is, do you think there's any merit to that? It's quite an expensive supplement, costs about $140 a month.
Wow. Okay, I'm not familiar with that particular supplement, so I would have to look it up and see what's going on. I am very familiar, however, with the physiology of carbohydrate metabolism and fat production and muscle production. So unless this has a growth factor component to it rather than a simple botanical, I have doubts, but I'm not going to diss it because I haven't yet researched it. But let me hang on a second. Let me make a note. I got to pull up the right place here. And it is Indigo 3C. Is that what you said?
It's 3G, and there is really no product information available. You can see the product, but I don't see that I can bring up its contents.
Okay. You're going to run it through PubMed and see if anything comes up there.
Okay.
So hang on one second. Let me see what the National Institute of Health database has on it. Indigo 3G. No. I see a company, Biotest, making it. I don't see any peer-reviewed studies on it at all.
I mean, maximizing carbohydrate uptake in muscle, everybody wants that.
Well, yeah, but carbohydrate uptake, carbohydrates are turned into glucose preferentially, not into
muscle.
That's
right. It says that carbohydrate uptake in muscle to release and burn fat and prevent the storage of fat. I would love that product myself.
But it's nothing that easy. Yeah, there is nothing in the literature, in the peer-reviewed literature, to support what they're saying at this point. I'd have to do a deeper search, but a cursory look, when I put this into the National Institute of Health database, zip comes up.
That was my impression.
But sounds very promising. If there is a product like that, I want it.
No, it sounds very promising for making somebody very rich based on the claim.
Who cares if it works? I think I can make a buck off that.
My suspicion, and at this point, you know, again, I have not done a big search. All I've done is look at the National Institute database, and nothing came up. It is not plausible based on the physiology of muscle production, but you know,
unless, like you said, they have some growth hormone stimulants in there, which actually are illegal.
Yes.
So.
But people do put illegal drugs into supplements at times, and that's one of the problems. That and until somebody brings it to the attention of the FDA and they do an analysis and find out there's something there that shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. It's like a lot of the male enhancement drugs actually had, you know, generic Viagra added to the mm-hmm. the supplement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yes, it worked, but it was the Viagra, not the supplement.
Yeah, right.
So, anyway, can't give you a lot of information. I have serious doubts, and I can tell you it is nowhere in the international database.
Very good. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, okay, let's take another call. And by the way, I've got a line open. You need to call now. We'll get you on 800-465-8770. Aaron in Linwood. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Good morning. So, I'm in my 70s. My testosterone is in the optimal position. My dihydrotestosterone is at 552.
Ooh,
can you explain to me in layman's terms what's going on there?
Okay, well, if you will excuse the pun, dehydrotestosterone is testosterone on steroids, because both testosterone and dehydrotestosterone are steroids. Dehydrotestosterone actually has a more active impact than plain testosterone. And some men convert it preferentially. Most men convert a small percentage of their free testosterone to dehydrotestosterone, but there are occasional men that convert it really big time. How are you applying testosterone? Are you taking a testosterone cream?
I am doing the cream,
injection?
Yes.
Okay. And are you applying the cream near your genitalia?
Yes.
That's why. Okay. There are receptors in the skin that actually convert testosterone to dehydrotestosterone. And most men have the highest concentration of those receptors actually on the scrotum and penile skin. And the upper thighs are also very rich in this. And the further you get away from your genitals, the lower the level of this conversion usually takes place. So men that are raising their dehydrotestosterone significantly or having any problem with it, I would have them use it in their axilla, that is in the armpits. You want to trim your armpit hair for a bit and apply it in the axilla, or apply it behind the knees or on the calves, but to avoid the genitals. And that will usually lower the dehydrotestosterone level significantly.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why are you worried about that DHT level?
Because the doctor recommended a blocker, an alpha blocker, and I'm concerned mm-hmm. about the side effects of that.
Right. Yes, I would be,
yes,
too.
Yes, that is right, yeah.
The alpha blockers have lots and lots of issues.
Yes, they do.
I would rather simply lower your conversion.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
And, you know, generally, okay. I don't like testosterone injections because we don't have as much control. I like to boost the level in the morning, wash it off in the evening, you know, desaturate your receptors. The injections don't let you do that. Mm-hmm. You know, you take a small, when I do use the injections, I would use a much smaller dose more frequently. I would do it like every week or every 5 days with a tiny dose. But that at least has the benefit,
that's right,
of avoiding much of the conversion to dehydrotestosterone.
Right.
Okay. Now, let me play the other side of the coin for a second. When I started this clinic 20 some years ago, I was very picky about dehydrotestosterone production because our belief at that time was that it caused the prostate to enlarge mm-hmm. rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, there have been some studies in which men are given dehydrotestosterone specifically, and we are not seeing prostate enlargement. It turns out it's actually an alteration in the estrogen receptor as we age, in which where our progesterone levels are declining. And with low progesterone, the alpha estrogen receptor changes how it functions, because progesterone impacts that receptor at 126 different points. And so low progesterone is what is resulting in growth of the prostate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm giving a lot of my men now progesterone again. Helps them sleep better at night.
It sure does.
Gives them prettier skin on their face and neck.
Don't you think my face is beautiful?
No. And, but there's always exceptions. And, but I put it on mine every morning. But that does limit the growth of the prostate. And so, so it turns out it's not the dehydrotestosterone causing the prostate to get big. It's the low progesterone. So I am less worried about high DHT levels now, but 500 is pretty high.
500 is high. Yes, for
so
sure.
That is super physiologic. And anytime you get outside of normal human physiology, I get worried.
Yeah.
So I would do what I could to prevent the conversion.
That's right. So a couple of options, obviously, as Dr. Mixon mentioned, changing the application site, which might drop your free hormone a little bit. But if you're not symptomatic with andropausal symptoms from that drop, your DHT will certainly fall. The other thing I like to use is saw palmetto, our optimal prostate. Mm-hmm. It really works well in lowering DHT levels. And then if you're not satisfied with that, then I guess the final option for you to consider would be to go away from the transdermal cream and to consider the injections, as Dr. Mixon was suggesting. We don't do that a whole lot in our practice because it's not physiological. But if you need it and that's the only way we can get it to you, then yes, your doctor can do that for you.
I am doing the saw palmetto.
Okay.
Taking two of those every day.
Okay.
Four. Two in the morning, two in the evening.
Okay.
And the reason I went to the genitals or the scrotum was because I wasn't getting good absorptions under my arm.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
That can be a problem. And that's, but the other thing we can vary is what the base in the cream is. Some of the, it's interesting that which base that we are mixing the testosterone in can have a big impact on how an individual absorbs it.
That's true.
You know, we changed my base a while back.
Yes.
And I had to cut my dose in half because mm-hmm. just changing the base doubled my absorption.
Yeah. Yeah. Skin becomes resistant to the base that it absorbed very easily in the beginning. And after continuous use, we have frequently find that changing the base makes a difference.
And after 20 some years, I needed a base change.
Yeah.
The other thing they can do is to not only use a different base, but then add some DMSO to the base.
Exactly right.
And the DMSO basically makes the skin far more permeable and drives the hormone through the skin more efficiently.
Or use it separately over.
Right. So there are some things that can be, done.
Okay, great.
Go.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Aaron.
Good luck.
You know, folks, you're listening to this. You got to understand. This is Longevity Medical Clinic, medicine, healthcare, preventive healthcare. You can't get this whole picture, this whole complete, mature way you should be looking at your health. You just can't get it when you are committed only to a traditional insurance-based medical system. It's very exciting, and I guess that's why the health analysis appointments have become so so
popular.
Holy cow. We do have some. I told you about them. We've got some in each of our clinics now through the rest of August. It's August 1 today. We are honoring the $100 of free longevity supplements all the way through this month. We're going to keep doing that through the end of August only. So if you've been meaning to make a free health analysis appointment, you're going to want to do it soon. Unfortunately, there are only 5 in Tacoma at our Tacoma clinic, but we have like 25 or so in Kirkland and Linwood. But now's your chance. You just simply go to lmclinic.com and click on the button to schedule an appointment and do it. It'll take you 3-4 minutes at the very most. It's easy to do. All of the appointments are available on a first-come, first-served basis. So obviously, the sooner you do it, the better selection you'll have. All right? So there you go. lmclinic.com. And we got all the lines open. You call right now. And you will be next. 800-465-8770. Sorry, I got a little carried away. We're having a little conversation here. Forgot. We're on live radio here, Jerry and Samara. So here we go.
Oh, my goodness. He forgot.
That's a bad sign, Jerry.
Bad sign.
Well, you were talking to
the host of the show forgot that he was on the radio.
Oh, we Pete, do, you're in trouble.
We do have a memory program at Longevity.
Well, Jerry's going to be merciless with you now. You know that, right?
So when hasn't he been?
That's true, too.
When hasn't he been?
That's true, too.
If I hit
I up, am frequently merciful towards the helpless.
Merciful? No. Merciful. It's not merciful. Okay.
I am merciless towards opponents. That's a difference.
Yeah, that's right. Let's take another call, shall we? Let's go to Kathy. She has a question for it from dueling. I'm not sure where dueling is. I've never heard of dueling. Kathy, welcome to the show. Am I pronouncing that right? Dueling?
Oh, I'm from Des Moines.
Oh, Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Okay, our board op.
Fumble-fingered his type.
Fumble-fingered. It's not dueling, it's Des Moines. All right, Kathy. How can we help you?
Yes, my father's 91, and he's extremely tired. He does have COPD, and when he discovered that, he also found out he had some, like, I think it's congestive heart issues. Mm-hmm. But, because he went in for pneumonia about 2 years ago, but he's just so tired. I wondered if there was a supplement or anything you could offer, for that condition.
He's got two conditions, both of which are famous for causing serious fatigue.
Yeah.
Congestive heart failure means that his heart is not capable of pumping the blood around his body to his tissues efficiently. And so that failure means that nothing is getting the blood supply it needs, not his brain, not his kidneys, not his muscles. And so that by itself causes significant fatigue. Then you throw on top of that COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and he's not getting enough oxygen into the blood in the first place. And so he's got blood without enough oxygen that's not being pumped where it ought to be pumped. That is a recipe for chronic significant fatigue issues. Far more than any supplement, is he needs to actually optimize his function in both of those areas. He needs to do everything we can do to increase the strength and viability of his heart so that he pumps that blood more efficiently. And we need to, do everything we can to help his air exchange so he blows off carbon dioxide and holds as much oxygen in his tissues as possible. So I wouldn't go the supplement route with him at this point. My big thing with him is, got to fix his heart and lungs to the highest degree that we can.
Mm-hmm.
So Yeah, the short answer to your question, is there a supplement that's going to fix this? No. I wish there was.
Okay. He goes to a cardiologist and a pulmonologist, every 6 months or so, and they just say he's fine. And he says he's fine.
Except that he's too tired to function.
That's why I'm trying to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes,
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and part of that, as people age and their capacity declines, it becomes their new normal.
That's right.
They adjust to it emotionally and psychologically, and the way they have felt for the last 3 months is normal for them.
Hmm.
That doesn't mean it's good. It's just it's what they have adjusted to.
Hmm.
The question is always, can you do better?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you said he's 90 years old. There is a common issue among physicians, which I disapprove of, in which old people are simply kind of written off. And if they're not doing great, they just say, oh, well, they're old. What do you expect?
Mm.
And my belief is, everybody at every age should be as good as it is humanly possible for that person to be.
That's right.
And I think, of course, that's what longevity is all about, is our whole goal is to evaluate every individual and do absolutely everything we can to help that person function mentally, emotionally, physically, as well as we can manage. And obviously, we can do more for 50-year-olds than 90-year-olds, but we do our best for everybody.
Hmm.
And unfortunately, that's not always the attitude.
One more point. My mother tries to keep him active, going to the mailbox, helping her get something from the downstairs. And should we encourage him to take small walks and keep just continuing?
Yes.
In that
Yes,
vein?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Sure. He should do as much as he can do without discomfort every day.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, we'll continue on with that. Thank you so much.
All right, ma'am. You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Kathleen.
And good luck to you.
You know, it's interesting how often it is that we get calls and inquiries about parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, are they too old for longevity? That's almost always the question.
Yeah.
My dad is 84. Is he too old to be a patient at longevity?
We have 100-year-olds in our clinics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's never too late is basically. Why give up?
Well, yeah, when you're dead, it's too late. We can't do much with them. But, yeah, anything short of dead is at least worth trying. Because if you don't try, one of my corny aphorisms, if you try, you might fail. If you don't try, you've already failed.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, too often my profession gives up on people just because they've lived a long time and they don't try.
That's right.
They don't even try to make them better, and that just irritates the hell out of me.
Well, it's understandable in the sense that we've had two calls today who, and their doctors in both cases said, well, that's normal for your age. You're getting older. That's the way it is.
Mm. Yeah.
And so the whole traditional medical system has trained everybody. The older you get, the worse you're going to be. Just buck it up and learn to live with it.
Yep.
And we basically, Jerry basically has said baloney to that.
Well, I think the other issue too is it becomes more complicated to manage, Pete.
Well,
and it takes a lot more time.
And that requires time.
Well, yeah, which the system, quote,
doesn't
unquote,
permit time.
Doesn't permit
time, right.
You can't educate.
Right.
You can't coach.
Yes.
You can't teach. You can't.
You don't have the time to do the investigations in those brief Medicare paid appointments.
Well, especially when the system doesn't even understand the testing.
And this guy's got two potentially life-threatening problems, and he only sees his doctor every 6 months. I mean, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it is sad. So, folks, if you are asking that question, is it too late for me? Maybe you are 70, 80, 90, 98, The oldest patient we took on started at 97. Oh,
no, 98.
98. Okay.
She lied and told me she was only 93.
Because afraid you wouldn't take her?
She was afraid I wouldn't accept her as a patient if she was actually 98. And I told her that she had just committed a sin because my MD stands for minor deity. So lying to me is a sin.
Yeah. Well. But, that's what most doctors actually believe, yeah. And they think they're devious.
But we took her on as a patient.
Yeah.
You know, we got her off her walker. And when she started, she was on a walker. She could barely get across the exam room. And, you know, it took time. But 18 months later, she was off her walker completely, walking a quarter mile twice a day for exercise.
Mowed her lawn.
She mowed her lawn when she was 101 and gave me palpitations when she came and told me about it.
Anyway, it's not too late. Mm. Don't give up on yourself. Please, please, please. You're never too late to have one of our free health analysis appointments. Sounds silly, but it's just never too late.
That's right.
You get the blood test. You get the special in-body test. You'll understand what some of your basic health risks are.
And what we're asking from you is let us try. If we try, we might fail. But if we don't try,
we have.
We have failed.
Yeah.
And so try. And we can usually make significant improvements.
And again, a little reminder, we have three clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, Kirkland. In Tacoma, unfortunately, we only have five of the free health analysis appointments for the entire month of August. But again, as I said earlier, if those are gone already, and they may be because I first announced this 2 hours ago, but that's okay. Do the appointment in Kirkland or even up in Linwood. And then if you decide that you want to become a part of the longevity family,
we'll find a space for you where you want to be.
Yeah, we'll find you a place in the clinic that is close to you. But as far as the free health analysis appointments, you could do those at any clinic.
Yeah, there's a large demand for those.
Right.
And, you know, that's... only a certain percentage of those that do that will become patients.
That's right.
We find room for patients.
That's right. So bottom line, make a free health analysis appointment. We've got 20 or so in Kirkland and the same amount or more in Linwood, but only through the end of August are we offering the free $100 of longevity supplements. That's going away at the end of August. So if you've been meaning to, you've procrastinated, you know you want to do it, make the appointment now so you can get the free supplements. $100 worth. It's worth it. All right. Go to lmclinic.com to make your appointment. lmclinic.com. If you don't have a computer and about 6 or 7% of you do not, then you call 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. Hey, and please, 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 if you're available today at 1 o'clock, Dr. Samira Umat will have her very first edition, the first program, the maiden voyage, you might say, of Beautiful You with Dr. Samira Umat. Sponsored, of course, by Bella Medica. So Beautiful You today at 1 o'clock right here on 770 KTTH. We'll see you next week. Or join us for the next 2 hours. Go to our website, push the podcast button, check us out.
This is Dr. Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho and Conquering Your Pain. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we are holding off on our regular Saturday 11 a.m. broadcast, but we are still seeing patients both in person and remotely using telehealth technology. We offer state-of-the-art interventional pain services, including stem cell therapy for shoulder, hip, and knee arthritis, as well as for chronic low back and neck pain. Call us today at 425-823-4000 or visit our website, conqueringyourpain.com.